Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Romano. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Diego Segui. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball four. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball four. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is called out on strikes. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Charles reaches second base with a double. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Charles moves to third. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan takes first base on ball four. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 1 in the game. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner strikes out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bryan takes first base on ball 4. Charles moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charles scores. Bryan moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is 0 for 1 in the game. Seghi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Matthews. Romano reaches second base with a double. Francona goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Grant hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seghi fields it and throws to first for the out. Romano moves to third. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Causey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-2 in the game. Jimenez is hit by the pitch. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-2 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wagner moves to second. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Charles is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Bryan takes first base on ball 4. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Francona strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held strikes out. Two outs. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is 0-for-2 in the game. Seghi hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Tardabul now playing left field. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-3 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seghi fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-3 in the game. Alves strikes out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Seghi covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Kindle now playing first base. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-3 in the game. Gentile hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Francona moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Francona moves to third. Romano moves to second. John Wyatt now pitching. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grant hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Francona tags and scores. Romano tags and moves to third. One out. It's 4-2, Indians. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-4 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Romano tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Bryan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Lau pinch hits for John Wyatt. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Green moves to third. George Williams pinch runs for Charlie Lau. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-4 in the game. Matthews strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to home to get Green. Williams moves to third. Causey moves to second. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-4 in the game. Gentile hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.